Mike Schneider Podcast.
We're here with Ricardo from Oak Wheels, and if you don't know him, you're about to know him. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Mike, for having me here. Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Awesome, yeah. It's really awesome what you're doing with this podcast. So, yeah, let's do it.
Thank you. Yeah, so Ricardo's from Portugal, and we're going to find out more about his journey with Oak Wheels and fingerboarding and everything else connected to that, too.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, so start with the beginning. Were you born in Portugal?
Well, I was born in the south of in Lisbon, which is the capital of Portugal. And I live in the north, which is in Porto, in the north of the country. So it was like 300 of away from where I live, where I born. So yeah, that's, yeah, it's like a sunny place, full of beach, like it's really warm weather where I used to live. So, but yeah, I'm from, yeah, basically that, Lisbon.
Cool.
You can say that, yeah.
And how was it growing up there? Like when you were a kid, what kind of stuff did you do? And
I used to surf a lot because there was like good waves there, and yeah, beach, a lot of different beaches with different kinds of waves, so it was very accessible. So I had that environment of the surfing lifestyle when I was like a bit younger. But then when I moved to Porto, to study, I just quit to surf basically and start to study only and focus on what I was studying,
which was what?
Design.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, but yeah, I used to surf a lot. That's it, basically. That was my day life, was surfing and going to the beach, checking the waves, and yeah,
cool.
That's what I was used to do a lot.
Yeah. And then how did you find skateboarding or fingerboarding?
Yeah, it's a cool story. When I was younger, I always followed skateboarding. I used to buy Thrasher magazine. And those, there were some annual Thrasher magazines with some boards, and like the annual boards from the different brands. So they were like this size, like with the graphics
on it. Oh, yeah.
It.
Yeah, I know.
So I used to cut them and do like little boards with them when
Sick.
I was like 13 or 12 years old, like really young.
Mm-hmm.
And used to build like small parks as well, like with ramps, like miniature parks, like to play with it and just to.
Yeah.
So when I got like, when I was like just working in a design agency, me and actually food was with Philip from Yellowwood, and we both found the fingerboarding, like the tech decks.
Mm-hmm.
And my story, I related with those times back in the days when I was 12 or 13, when I used to build those little parks and
yeah,
and fingerboards. So that's how I got hooked up with it.
Cool.
And my relation with it. So yeah, that's how I got related with fingerboarding. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how old were you when you started like seriously fingerboarding, like when you found tech decks and started?
Yeah, it was in 2007. So yeah, well, I'm 46 now. I don't know, I was like 30 probably. Yeah, even before 2000, just make, I just need to do the count. Yeah, it's 16 years. So yeah.
Yeah, so 30.
16 years, yeah, 30, yeah.
Cool. That's awesome. I'm 31 now.
Yeah, so you will find fingerboard right now.
Yeah, I've just been fingerboarding for a year now. It's really fun.
Yeah. Cool. Exactly. Yeah, it was a late relationship, but yeah.
Yeah, that's sweet. That's really cool.
Yeah, but yeah, it's where I used. I worked in a lot of different design agencies, so it's cool when you find something that makes you happy, you know. So that's what I say to everyone.
Yeah. Just
you have a bunch of different opportunities in your life, so yeah, and you can fail a lot of times too. So and at a certain point, you will just find out and say, okay, this is what makes me happy, so, and this is what I'm looking for and want to do.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a path, but at a certain point you will find that point, that goal that makes you happy.
Yeah, definitely. You can find it at any time, anywhere, any age.
Any age, it doesn't matter. You don't need to worry too much about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that moment will happen for sure, you know, so you just need to believe that on it and move forward.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, just and have a positive mindset. If you believe in something, you need to go forward for it, you know, just push it and just okay, even if no one's believed on around you on what you believe, so you should just keep pushing it and okay, that's what I believe and want to do and what will make me happy once again. it's the main goal is to reach happiness, so I think so.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you started in 2007, you said?
Yeah.
And I guess I met you maybe in 2008 or 2009.
Yeah.
Did I meet you in Austria the first time?
I think
time?
So, yes.
Yeah. I kind of remember because you had the Oaks prototype wheels
It was really the first ones, yeah.
You couldn't even do a Smith grind because they would stop you. It was like super
grippy.
That was cool.
They were softer. Those ones were really soft.
Yeah, they were really crazy. I remember you showed them to Harry and you were tell me what you really think about these wheels. And he was like, dude, they're eggs. They're not even round. It was such a funny moment. And then you were like, oh, thank you. I'm going to work on that and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, you made those. I'm so sorry. And you were like, no. I wanted to hear real feedback. So like you were happy about it.
And
it worked. You made them better. So
And I did. There was a bunch of an evolution with the wheels too.
Yeah. So. How did it actually begin before that? How did you go from like tech deck to I'm gonna make my own wheels?
Well, it was actually as I told you, when I found tech decks, I was working in a design agency and with Philippe from Yellowwood, we were both working on that same place. We just got both. He started Yellowwood and after a while I just started Oak Wheels in the same way, you know. Why not? Just let's try to make some U10 wheels, because there was none back in the days, and to see how it is. I was curious also to see how would be fingerboarding with more grip, you know, back in the day we were. So yeah, that was the challenge, you know.
So was Oak basically the first urethane wheel company?
I don't know. Close Up, they made some before, and there was.
And some people made like ones out of skate wheels before not on a big scale. Maybe like 5 or 10 sets or whatever.
But there was nothing like so. I wasn't the first, but one of the first ones.
Yeah, maybe the first one to do a good job at it.
Do something more proper.
Make it more available and more functional.
I think so. Yeah. So yeah, you follow the whole path, you know. So you follow it since the beginning. So yeah, you know how it was. Definitely.
That's cool. So,
2009.
And then when did you actually launch it, like to the public?
It was in 2009, and it was the V1s, like V1 wheels. I don't have any from those, but they was like super soft. I think it was the ones that Harry tried on in Austria. So it was those ones. Then I did the V2s, which they were a bit harder. And actually fixed the hardness of the wheel. Nowadays it's the same hardness than the V2s.
Cool. So,
and Yeah, and that's it. I started it, well, I still was working with Yellowwood then on that time. And yeah, after one year or and a half, we just split, and I went to, and I started Patio. And that's how Patio started. It was a long way since then, but yeah, it's been cool. Yeah, and we are in 2010. In 2011, I opened Patio, and on around that time, I had a few wheels done already. So like the RVs was like it was the revolution wheel, and for me was also the Ricardo and the V from Vasco, which is my kid's name.
Oh yeah.
So it was a mix of the two. So. Yeah, and then around that time the RVs were born, like the family, you know, because it was like now I have the RV2s, the RV2Vs, so there's a big family of words, crazy meanings behind them.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So.
And the challenge after that was really just to make different builds and different shapes, and the same way you did it, you know.
Yeah.
So that's the challenge: different weights, different widths, do different sizes. Yeah, basically. So yeah, that was the challenge: like mini wheels, big wheels, bow wheels. You know, like just make it to understand how fingerboard would work with that kind of wheels. You know.
Yeah, you did a good job on all of them. So.
Yeah, they were cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, and like the swirl kind of multicolored ones sometimes.
Yeah, those are special, yeah. Those are some to celebrate the birth of Vasco, my kid Vasco. So I do it once per year.
For his birthday?
For his birthday.
That's
only,
cool.
Yeah, it's to celebrate his, so every, for instance, this year was the celebration 12, because he had made 12 years. This year will be the celebration 13,
because
he's doing 13 years. So that's how I call those kind of wins.
That's awesome. Dang, I only have, I don't know, the yellow and white ones.
Yellow, white ones.
Yeah,
the next colorway is going to be like really cool.
Sick.
Yeah.
I have to get some, whatever it is.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I can probably say it here. Yes, but they are probably. I'm gonna launch them around June.
Perfect. Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. It's purple and salmon.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a crazy combo.
That's
sick. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be crazy. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. And yeah,
definitely send some here.
Oh yeah, they're gonna be like really nice, I'm sure. Real summer vibe.
So, yeah.
You know, like, yeah.
Can you do some outer cores like that?
Yeah, we'll try to. Ooh. Yeah.
That would be sick too.
Yeah. Yeah, I did some last time with white and yellow.
Yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they ran out in 1 second.
In 1 second.
Really
yeah.
fast.
Yeah.
Always.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's cool. I think. Yeah, I still think your wheels are the best urethane wheels. Like, so many people are doing urethane wheels.
Yeah, no.
There's a lot of good ones too, but
yeah,
I don't know.
There's a lot of
Oak's
good ones.
Oak's kind of the best somehow.
I don't know. When you are one of the first ones doing something, you are in the history of that, like, sport or activity or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like here, you were one of the first ones, so you are on it. You are, so you make part of it.
Yeah.
So that's the thing, you know. See, people are always curious what are the first ones, what are the origin. They want the original stuff. They want to support it too, you know. That's the main thing. You know? The community wants to support also this kind of brand, you know. So.
Yeah, definitely.
So which is cool.
Yeah, super cool.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, so how did you get the idea to start Patio?
patio was like patio.
And tell people what it is in case they don't know.
Yeah, patio is like I like to call it a fingerboard showroom, but it's basically a private place for sessions, you know. And once in a while, I open it to the public to show it how fingerboard is.
Yeah.
So on those weekends, we get all connected, and people from all over Europe, even here from America and from everywhere. We join there for a full week. For a full weekend, that turns in a full week.
Sick.
Yeah, so because there's some people that stays there for a bunch of days, which is also really nice. But yeah, it was basically to give something back to the community. You know, it was like my main goal was that. It was, if the community is giving me something, supporting, I have to give. I wouldn't feel good if I couldn't give something back, you know.
Yeah.
For the Portuguese community also, to have a place to fingerboard and all that. And yeah, that's it, like giving back, you know, that's what's the goal of it, you know.
Yeah, super cool.
Yeah.
And you guys have a lot of fun there.
We do have everyone a lot of there. Fun, yeah, yeah. It's like a free space, you know. There's no fees to be paid, there's no nothing. Everything is supported by your quills and Flint also helps, and some other friends that rented some rooms. They have some rooms there, extra rooms to rent, and they are rented too.
Oh,
and they
cool.
help with some.
Is it all fingerboarders living?
No,
there?
No. Oh. It's some photographers and.
Oh, sick.
But it's basically fingerboard related. Well.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a free space, you know, so that's why we have so much fun on it.
Yeah, dang, super cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Yeah, it is a cool space. It's really in the middle of the town of Porto, in the downtown. So that's also a good thing, you know. It's really easy to go to Porto, to travel there. The airport, it's like 20 minutes from the downtown, and it's really cheap, really nice food, good weather if you go in summertime, and in winter could have some winter, some rain, but usually
no snow.
No
snow in the winter?
No,
just
we
rain.
Don't have snow, we only have rain.
Yeah, that's not
and,
too
and,
bad.
And, yeah, rain and cold. But yeah, now we are in April, it's like super hot there now. So it's like almost summer. So, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, if anybody listening is thinking about going to Portugal,
yeah,
go check it out.
Yeah, sure, go check out Porto and the country itself, because it's a small country, it's easy to visit and to travel. The country, so yeah, cheap, good food, good wine.
So what was the first time that you came to the US, like for the rendezvous and stuff?
For the rendezvous,
how was that?
Yeah, it was really cool. It was I don't know when, but it was like some time ago for sure. I don't know, this is my seventh or eighth time that I'm here for the rendezvous. I don't know. So
awesome.
The first one, you were still living in your old place.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed a lot that place. It was
yeah.
really cool. It was really funny. And yeah, but it was Harry, Kata, and Timo Liban with them all. So it was good times. But it was a good feeling, you know. I enjoyed a lot. I was really welcomed by everyone, you know, so that's, but I got a good feeling, you
yeah.
know, so that's why I came more times after.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always super fun.
It's always super fun, yeah, super fun. It's always like, it's now it's a friendly even that I come. So when I meet someone, oh, you're here, give me a hug. So it's very friendly already. It's not just like the event, it's the friendliest place to meet friends, you know. So it's really nice.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it was, yeah. It's the same, it's, yeah, that we also in party, at patio, we also have that kind of, we also have that same feeling, you know, like it's a friendship place.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, we are always, we are really friends, you know, so that's why we have so much fun.
Yeah.
It's true.
That's what fingerboarding's all about. It's like good times and friends and...
Yeah, good times and friends, yeah, definitely, and memories, you know, like
yeah,
creating memories.
What's your best fingerboard memory?
I don't know. I'm very patio related, so I like a lot those moments.
Yeah.
Because I work a lot. So, and yeah. So, I don't know. This last patio was like major, really. It was really fun, you know. So, it's, I don't know. It's probably the next event will be my I enjoy some, yeah, some fast fingers. They were also really cool, you know.
Oh yeah.
Like back in the days, they were really cool too. You know, like I don't know. It depends. If the weather is good, if it's crowded, it's always nice. I don't have a favorite moment. I can't say.
All of them.
I enjoy them all. You
yeah.
know. So it's. It's always special.
So when did Oak turn into your full-time job?
When Oak will start it. When
right away?
Yeah, right away.
You just
away.
Went for it?
Yeah.
Sick. Yeah. How did that happen? Like, did you quit your job and you
yeah,
just...
Yeah, I just quit my job and I was kicked out, actually.
Why?
Because they had to cut expenses.
Okay.
And that's how it was, you know, so...
Yeah.
But I was a good worker and a good designer. It was really because I was asking for too much money and they didn't want to pay me.
Uh-huh.
So. But yeah, but I did it right away, you know, like since day one. So.
Crazy. So,
yeah, it's crazy, yeah.
Was it hard in the beginning or?
Yeah, it's like everything, you know.
Yeah.
It's always hard, you know. In waves, it's always in waves, you mm-hmm. know, like in jam, but it was always up, you know, but in waves, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how it's been since the beginning, you know, which is, you need to understand when it's down, you need, okay, it's going up next, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, that's what I was saying, if you believe in something really hard, you need to go forward, you know. And it just okay. That's where I really believe on it. So let me just do it.
Yeah.
And things will work out for sure. You know, because actually half of the work it's done already because you believe on it so much that half of the main job and work it's done because you are always happy doing the stuff. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you really believe on it. You know.
That's how I feel too. It's like it's not even really work, even if there's a lot of stuff to do because
exactly.
It's like
it's
what
enjoyable.
I want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And when you believe that it can be done, then you're always looking for ways that it can be done.
Exactly.
If you believe it can't be done, you're always looking at reasons why
but
you can't
you can.
Do it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
exactly.
You're right, like believing is a huge part of it.
It's a huge part
it's
of
half
it.
Half of it or
yeah, yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you making all the wheels yourself or you have people working with
I
you?
I have one people. I use some outsourcing. For instance, I don't, that's the advice that I try to give to everyone that wants to open a company or whatever.
Yeah.
Try to reduce your costs the most you can, you know.
Yeah.
Just don't think big, just think, try to make big with thinking small, you know, and try to save the most as you can, because that's the way you can grow. You
yeah.
can't grow in another way trying to make it out. So one, I do some outsourcing, and yeah, but basically it's one which I pay, and yeah, that's it. And B.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember a few years ago, like your mom told me that you test every single wheel.
I do test them. Yeah. Sometimes there's so many that sometimes I can miss one or another, but yeah, I do test them. Yeah. I have to, yeah, that's the thing, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It has to be that way, yeah. That's why my stocks are also short, you know.
A lot of work goes in.
Yeah.
Even with the help that you get, it's still a lot of work.
It's still a lot of work, yeah, definitely, yeah. But yeah, like I said, I have my own time, so I have that at least, you know.
Yeah. Your own schedule and all that.
Yeah, I can rule myself. I don't need no one to say do that. So I can just decide by myself what to do.
Yeah.
And that's always in my mind. It's good. Yeah, it's one step to achieve. Yeah, being your own boss.
Yeah.
Which is cool. It's not easy. It's not an easy task. Being your own boss.
Right. It sounds fun, but it has its own unique challenges too.
Exactly.
And I think for some people it just works. Like for us, it all works. We all do it.
Yeah.
And some people it doesn't work.
Yeah, some people so just can't do it.
It just depends kind of what type of person you are, maybe. Like some people do really well when they have people telling them what to do, and some other people hate that.
Exactly. So
whatever works for you.
Yeah.
Whoever's listening to this, you know, if you're either one of those people, it's cool.
Yeah.
You gotta like find what works for you and do that.
You don't need to be like the others. Just be yourself and just build your own thing, you know, and believe in your own, in yourself. Like this, that's it.
Yeah.
And be yourself. That's it. And then
that's a good one. Do you have any advice for people how to find like motivation or inspiration if maybe they're struggling to believe in themselves or something? What would you tell them?
After a bad moment, there's always a good moment. So when you have a really good moment, after there's probably a bad moment. So you need to understand those waves. Like I was saying, mm-hmm. when you are really high, on a high moment, okay, this can't be always like this.
Yeah.
So there's something wrong or bad or negative that's coming. And I believe that on this, in the yin and the yang, in the positive, in the freedom.
Yeah.
So, yeah. When life is bad, most probably what's come next is something good, you know. So that's the thing, you know. Just believe that, even I don't believe that it's always good too, so there's something bad afterwards, you know.
Yeah.
So you just need to find that balance.
That's cool. That's an interesting one, because it's kind of like stepping back a little bit and looking at it from the outside, or from like a longer time, instead of just like where am I right now, but like where have I been, where am I going, and what's possible in between, and not just like if it's bad, just feeling like it's bad forever, or if it's good, feeling like it's good forever. But like,
exactly, understand that life, it's not always good and it's not always bad.
Yeah.
So it has their own, it has moments.
Yeah.
So you just need to understand those moments.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Philosophy with Ricardo.
Yeah, but I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't talk much, but yeah, when someone asks me, and I like to share what I feel and what I feel. Yeah. That when someone asks me something, I just okay, it's this and that, you know, and yeah.
Yeah, you got a lot of good stuff in there. Let's see.
Today's episode is sponsored by Ecolapto. Ecolapto is an interdisciplinary cognition and complex systems research institute with a focus on entrepreneurship. They host events for for the most creatively intelligent to build their unorthodox ideas in a critically receptive ecosystem. If you are an academic or independent polymath working at the intersection of neuroscience, biology, physics, mathematics, or the arts, reach out to them on Instagram and X at Echolapto or visit echolapto.org. Thank you guys for sponsoring the episode. It really means a lot and it helps the show to continue.
How about your biggest challenge, like the hardest thing you had to go through in life or something?
Yeah, that's easy when it was my kid, of course. You know, and that's also my actual challenge in life is to born my embrace my kid doing oak wheels instead of working for another and trying to do something safe. Growing my kid, that was my biggest challenge, you know. Yeah, that, and it still is, you know. He's only 12, so I'm still doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but doing both together, to growing him and also having and accomplishing my dreams, like with oak wheels, which is trying both, and yeah, that's a good challenge.
Cool.
Not going for a safe way of having a wage in the end of the month to pay the bills, you know. Just
yeah.
I never know what's going to happen the next month, so it's like a crazy situation. But yeah, that's the way it is. It's a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's going good overall.
It's going good overall. Yeah, of course.
Cool.
Yeah. I can do whatever I want, and yeah, and my kid is happy too, so yeah.
Awesome. 12 is cool, he could start fingerboarding now.
He doesn't care about fingerboard at all, and skateboarding doesn't care at all, so yeah, he just wants to play soccer, and PlayStation, and that kind of stuff,
you know. Yeah.
It's getting on that age.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, it has his own things, you know, to and likes to do.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that makes sense too. yeah, it's really cool. Just watching him growing, you know, like it's really nice.
Yeah, that must be amazing.
It's a good feeling. You will have it too one day, Mike.
I know. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's a great time.
So. Yeah, it's gonna be super fun.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I've been thinking about it so much for the last couple of years. Like
you should, because it's really easy, you know. It's not so, it's like you work a bit, you know. It's not, after a while, it's so overwhelming, you know, so that after a while you are just so into it that it's part of your life, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not scary at all, you know. John Coward had, like, he's super chill now.
Yeah.
Right? It wasn't that way like last year. I didn't know if he came like last year, but I think so. But now his baby is like bigger now. And like it was super chill. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
So, it's a path, like I was saying.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
So besides fingerboarding, do you have other hobbies that you like to do?
I used to enjoy to surf, but not anymore. I'm really addicted into crypto, but it's just I'm learning it only. I'm not spending money. I'm just learning it.
So okay.
I'm curious with it. I'm not a crazy guy just doing crazy stuff. I'm just still learning it. But it's not a hobby, it's just a fun thing that I like. But yeah, it was like surfing was really my main one that I'm trying to do it again. But let's see if it happens or not. I don't have that much time because I'm constantly working and taking care of my kid and family life, you know. I'm a soccer dad. I have to take my kid to his soccer games. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. had to go to the games and drink a beer, you know, in the bar, you know, like, talking about soccer, like, but yeah, he's happy, as I said, so I'm happy too.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
There's no way my kids are gonna like sports.
You never know.
I don't know, but I feel like they're not gonna like it. Because I don't like it, and she doesn't like it, and my parents don't either. So it's not in our blood. Hopefully. Maybe.
They won't like fingerboarding. Luke Noah.
Yeah, I know. Unless I try to hide it from them, and then it's like this cool thing they want to know about.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I don't know. It would be pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. It's really funny. It's really, really funny.
I got these oak collabs
on here.
Yeah,
it was a lot from last year, yeah. I don't have any, too.
Yeah, a lot of times I forget to keep one of everything. Or
I should.
You should do it. Because
I never keep.
10 years later, 5 years later, you wish you had it.
So yeah, I know, but
I just started keeping things, even if I think I don't really want it. I just keep it, and then later I'm so happy that I did.
Yeah, but I have all the wheels you gave me along the years. I have like a huge collection of them. Like
awesome.
It's yeah, really cool.
That's sweet.
Like some old ones too.
What's the oldest one you have?
I don't know. I have to check. I really don't know. But yeah, I know I have a lot.
What's your greatest weakness and your greatest strength?
Weakness. Sometimes I'm a bit lazy. I'm lazy sometimes. My biggest strength is to believe that things will get better, you know. And okay, that you have to solve, if you have a problem, you have to solve it. That's, and just being positive about that, you know. Not getting crazy with it, you know. So, trying, solving problems. Not so to solve the problem itself, but facing it in a positive way, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as I said, when you are down, something better will come after. So that's the mindset.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. It makes you believe that it won't go down more than where you were, you know. So you are just really in the bottom. So.
Yeah. Do you have any, like, really low moments that were difficult or something?
Yeah, I do sometimes. I do. Mainly when it's raining. Like in Porto, rains can rain like for three straight weeks.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Always raining, and cloudy and raining. So in those moments I get a bit depression. Not depressed, but just annoyed.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I notice it too, actually. Like, I like when it rains, but when it rains for more than a day or two, you start getting like
a little
bit bummed out over time, and then
you can move out of your house. You know, you can do nothing. You know, like it, you are constantly wet if you do go if you do something. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
So the rain is your biggest challenge.
I don't like. It's not my biggest challenge. I told you my biggest challenge is to raise my kid.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah, I know.
That's the challenge that I have. I only have that challenge right now, you know. Even without oak wheels, that's my main challenge.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter right now. So I have to accomplish that.
What do you think is the hardest part about being a father?
I really don't see it. I'm enjoying it so much that I really don't see no bad parts of it, you know. It's a process, you know. And it's a process. Like, there's no bad parts. There's like, it's your kid, it's all constantly growing, and you are also growing with him, you know. Like,
yeah.
In a new relation, you know. So that's the challenge, you know, that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's really nothing bad around it.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. You're living your best moments in life, when so there's no reason for that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, favorite food.
Seafood. Shrimps, yeah. Crabs, like all that. You know, I love shells, everything. I love it.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love it. Yeah, I'm super nuts about it. With beer. Yes. And toast with butter.
And toast with butter. Yeah. I want toast.
Yeah.
After this, we'll eat some toast with butter.
Yeah, when you eat seafood, they serve also some toast when you put some butter and it mixed with the seafood in your food, which is really nice.
Yeah. I want a lobster roll now.
A lobster, Jesus. In Maine, right? Just right here, there's a bunch of them. Yep. Jesus.
So good.
Yeah, Ricky invited us to go there.
Oh, yeah.
Just 1 hour away, like next time.
Yeah, we should do it next time.
Yeah, let's go there, hit some lobster.
Yeah.
That would be sick.
Let's do it. What's the plan? Are you coming back in next year or in November?
Probably next year only.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, next April we're going to go to Maine. Get a lobster roll.
Let's go. Yeah, some super.
If there's not idea. Too many people here,
yeah,
then we can do it.
Yeah, we never know.
Yeah, one time I went like with the Black River dudes.
You went for them?
Yeah. I forget. I think they didn't like the lobster, or they were scared to try it or something.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
they don't know nothing about it.
They don't have it in Germany. They don't have lobster there, I guess.
They don't have seafood in general, I think so.
Really?
I don't know.
Not much anyway.
Yeah, we went with Greg to have some there in Porto, in Medellin. It's a region there around Porto that has a bunch of seafood. And he was like, oh, this is good. I never tried it. I never had tried those kind of seafood. So, yeah.
Crazy. And we just had all that sushi tonight.
Yeah, we had a bunch of sushi, yeah, the American sushi. It had a bit of mayo. Yeah, but I like mayo on sushi. Yeah.
Me too. The Boston roll is really good.
It's really tasty.
Yeah. What's your favorite, if you had to just pick one seafood?
It's the crab. It's like a big crab that we have. We call it sapateira. It's a crab with big legs too, you know, and with a big shell on the top. It's really tasty.
Nice.
It's really good.
You like use the little tools to like pull it out and stuff?
Yeah. It's a bit like, it's like a bit like lobster, but the consistency of the meat, it's different, you know. But it has a very characteristic flavor too. So if you like lobster, you're gonna love it.
Yeah, it sounds good
to
me. Yeah. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever have a strong belief that you changed later?
Did I change?
Yeah, like you believed one thing pretty strongly, and then at some point you realized it was wrong, or you think differently now or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for instance, just going out at night, I used to go a lot. When Vasco, my kid, was younger, I used to do it a lot, till late night, going to listen some dance music, you know, and I would arrive at home like late night and really wasted. So that was one of the things that really makes me feel better not doing it anymore, like so often, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a good feeling, you know, it makes you feel good, you know. So it was something that I was doing like a few years ago, but like these past 2 years, I'm just not doing it and I'm feeling good, you know. It's
yeah, you feel better not doing it.
Yeah, it's okay. It's super fun to go out and to drink with your friends, and but it's you can't do it all the time, you know. So
yeah.
So yeah, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling not doing it. So that was the change.
Yeah,
it was a change. So yeah,
that's cool.
I still have some. Some dinners, but we are all together, but it's not till late and I don't get wasted, so it's like, it's just a regular thing, family
yeah.
thing, which is nice.
All right, so now we got the questions from Instagram.
Yeah.
Will you bring back some classic graphic wheels?
Yeah, it's in my plans, yeah. The flat cool. face one was a classic, for instance, we made it like some years ago. Last time this last release was done. But yes, it's in my plans to do some.
Can you put the graphic on this? Or will it not work on my material?
I don't think they will work. I can try, but I have to try. I have to try in one of your wheels without.
Yeah.
But like the two together, it's hard because there's no enough surface to print, you know? There's no, like, the space, it's like, it's too thin.
Yeah. Could be fun to try. See what happens. Yeah. Oh, yeah, tell them how you came up with the name, Oak.
Oh,
I just learned this one yesterday or something.
Yeah, my middle name is Carvalho, which is Oak in Portuguese. So that's the thing. It's my middle name only. Yeah, it's Oak Will. Was that the thing, you know?
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a simple one.
Yeah. Something making wheels has taught you. Something you learned from making wheels.
But making wheels, it's such a repetitive job. Jesus, I do. It's such a repetitive thing. Patience is a virtue. I'm joking.
Yeah, that's cool. Like, what was the initial motivation to create Oak and to continue to this day?
To keep doing it. The motivation was because I was unemployed and I had to do something, and that's how I got time to dedicate to it, myself to it, you know.
Yeah.
Because if I was working, I couldn't dedicate time to it. So you need time, you know, also. And motivation, it's the process of trying to make something from zero, you know, like trying to make something from zero. Let's try to get to 0.1, then 0.2, 0.3, like trying to do something different. And like I said, being your own boss, it's really appealing, you know, like having, and yeah, having watching the progress of it, you know, like it was really what pushed me forward, you know. It was the goal, you know, like having a goal, you know, always. It's always a challenge, you know, even nowadays, to get to keep Oak Wheels something cool to be watched and bought, you know, like it's always a challenge. What should I do now? What can I do now? what's gonna be cool now. And yes, but yeah, patio also helps, you know, to keep things forward. You know, it's also a motivation, you know. You know, it's like a family thing, you know.
Yeah.
So it works that way. It pushes forward too.
Totally.
Helps a lot.
Any new oak dual durometers dropping in the future? Of course.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. We're working on it.
Yeah, we are.
Why did you choose the materials in your wheels?
It was to be like the skateboard replica, like the most I could do it, the better way I could, you know. That was the goal, to make the like a replica skateboard, you know, in the beginning. Then I started to work the shapes and to adapt the wheel to the fingerboard itself, you know. It couldn't be like a skateboard wheel, needed to be adapted to the fingerboard.
Yeah.
So that was also, it was the next phase. Adapt the wheel to be a fingerboard wheel instead of a skateboard wheel. And then you have different shapes and different sizes. And
what is the difference between bismuth wheels and other oak wheels?
Bismuth?
Yeah.
Bismuth wheels, what are bismuth wheels?
Was there a graphic, a bismuth graphic that we did, like with the flat face?
Oh yes, we did, with the crystal, yeah.
I thought so, and then I was like, wait, was that something else?
Yeah, it's okay. That, yeah. And what, and the question is?
Yeah, the difference between those ones and the other ones, the other oak wheels.
It's the same
it's
wheel,
just
it's
a graphic,
just a graphic, yeah, it's okay. Only a graphic, yeah.
Yeah, just a cool design.
It's a cool design, exactly. Yeah, those ones, yeah, those were cool.
We should bring those back too.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Those were cool, yeah. There's some graphics that I really don't remember anymore, so
yeah.
It's really...
Yeah, bring back that and the ones we just had.
We just had, yeah, those ones.
That'd
yeah.
be sick. I didn't even get a set, so now you have to make more. What are your top five favorite movies? Do you have favorite movies?
No.
Me neither.
I don't have favorite. I don't watch movies. Like when I was young, I used to, okay, let's go watch the movie, and just I'm not that way anymore.
Now just how it's made.
How it's made, yeah, how it's made. And
what's the best about the Portuguese scene? That's a cool question.
I think it's the community feeling that we have, you know. It's like we are really friends, you know. So that's, I think that's what the biggest characteristic of the Portuguese scene.
Cool.
We are really, really connected, you know, everyone. Well, of course, there's more. There's always someone more connected with the other one, you know, like, but in general speaking, we are all very connected, so.
Yeah.
That's the thing, I think so.
What is your favorite thing to do when coming to the U.S.?
I like having burgers.
Burgers.
It feels good all the time.
Yeah.
Every time I have one, I feel I like it. I don't know.
Oh man.
They are super tasty.
Did you get one this time?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. Where did you get it from?
In the fingerboard.com location.
Cool.
In the hotel. They were pretty good.
Nice. That's good.
Yeah.
I love burgers.
I love burgers too.
What kind of burger do you like to get?
Like the regular one. I'm not really
some
that.
Cheese or something?
Yeah, just the regular stuff inside with mayo and just like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, now I want a burger. Every food we talk about, I just want to eat it. Tomorrow, we get a burger. Favorite collab?
Favorite collab? I made so many. Like, but the one that took me more time to make, to do was with you. Because I got the decks, like, I don't know when, but I just made the prints on it like 3 or 4 years later. I don't know.
Yeah, I totally forgot about it by the time it was done.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I was just like, what is this? Cool.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. That one was cool for that reason.
Yeah.
But all others with Flint, they are always, it's always a process. We do it always something special, you know, and you try to be different. But yeah. I mean, with Finger too, with Pat Petacek from Czech Republic, also did a few ones, nice ones with him.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
He's cool.
He's cool, yeah.
I feel like a lot of Americans don't know about him.
Yeah, he's the best.
He is. He's really, really, really good at fingerboarding. Yeah. Like, insanely good. He could be one of the best.
He's in top 5, I think, so yeah. It's in top 5, for sure. And I'm not sure if he's still fingerboarding that way anymore, but
probably.
Yeah, let's see if he goes to fast fingers.
Oh yeah. Next shape soon. Do you have new shapes in the works or no?
We have one idea in mind, but yeah. One comp set.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's really in the beginning. We don't even have like any.
Yeah.
Drawings. But yeah, there's always something in mind to be made, you know. The next one.
Yeah.
The next one.
Cool. I'm excited to see what it is.
Yeah.
Why don't you have as many oak flat face wheels as you do regular wheels?
Yeah, I don't know why, because I need to produce in all shapes, so I can't just produce one shape only. So that's the reason I have to, because I have one color. And with that color, I try to do the most shapes I can. When that color is over, I have to move to the other one. So it's by patches.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't have so much colors, and they go like really fast. It's for that reason. Because the production, it's not like so big. Still, I wish it could be bigger. But yes, I'm working on it to be bigger, but yes. That's the reason, because production, it's not like a big thing, you know, that...
Yeah, maybe you need to hire another person or something, I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know, I have to get a solution, but it's possible to get a solution for it, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you need to be positive.
Exactly. How do you pronounce this word?
Francesinha.
Francesinha?
Francesinha, it's the sandwich from Porto.
Where to get the best one?
I don't know, there's so many places.
Is that the one that you talked about?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's the sauce. It's all about the sauce. I'm not so into fast things, that kind, because it's like really fat, full of meat. I'm just fed up of it. I can't eat it.
It sounds
anymore.
So good. Maybe they have it out here somewhere. Maybe there's like a Portuguese food place.
It's too much. It's too much.
That's all of them. That's sweet. All the questions.
This was a good last question.
Yeah, that was super fun.
It was cool fun. Stuff. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah. Yee. Thanks for coming on.
Guys. God, this light, it's horrible.
Yeah.